Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to Genesis 49 and 1 and 2 before I get carried away here this morning. Jacob is getting very old. Jacob is now where his father was when he deceived him. He now is in the shoes of his father. Don't ever think you won't wear your father's shoes. He now is in the position that his old man was. And he called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. It was his dad that said to Esau, go kill a young deer and bring me some. I got to tell you what's going to happen in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear, ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel, your father. Notice he used the sons of Jacob, which is that carnal person. And hearken unto Israel, your father, that spiritual person. I'm going to tell you about the carnal things, and I'm going to tell you about the spiritual thing. Every one of us has got a Jacob and an Israel. Every one of us. And so he starts with the eldest. He says, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength. You're the one that started the birthing process off in our family. The excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. And then he said, unstable as water. Yeah, you're great in your power. You're weak in other ways. Thou shalt not excel. Wow. Boy, I don't know what happened between verse 3 and 4, but man, he switched on him. Because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, thou defilest thou it. He went up to my couch. We don't even know all the details that he's talking about. But he said, you're not going to excel. I want to talk about three things this morning. Stability, prosperity, and legacy. Say it with me. Stability, prosperity, and legacy. One more time. Stability, prosperity, and legacy. God bless us this morning as we teach from your word. Oh God, open up our hearts and our minds to receive it. For Lord, if we don't receive it, it will never do any good. But if we receive it, God, and embed it inside of the soil of good soil of our heart, it will bring forth much fruit. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to teach about stability, prosperity, and legacy. The life of Jacob is this classic example of the conversion and the transformation of a restless soul into a peaceful soul. Amen. A man that's trying to find out who he is. You know, there are people go all their lives trying to find out who they are and where they belong and what's my purpose and all these things. And he finally finds out who he is and where he belongs. And in his restlessness, he made a vow unto God. He made a deal with God because he had all the fruits that labor could bring, right? He had the birthright. He had the double portion. All the fruits that labor could bring, he had that. And he didn't even work for it because he stole it. And I've said many times, you got to be careful when you want a legitimate thing and get it an illegitimate way, because there is no glory in ill-gotten gain. And so he makes this vow to God. He said, I don't have one thing that money can't buy, labor can't buy, nothing I have obtained so far can buy peace. So he said, if the Lord will bring me back to my father's house in peace, not pieces, in peace, then the Lord shall be my God. God, I'll make you a deal. And God said, I'll take you up on that. And these things, this is a transformation that's going on. For the word says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind. So Jacob's mind is changing. And until I change your mind, I'll never change anything about you. Preaching is about changing a person's mind so they see things different. The prodigal son changed his world when he changed his mind. And so until you change your mind, your world will be the same as it was yesterday and for years. And it's only in a struggle for survival that we determine what matters and what doesn't matter. No, that's right. It's only in a struggle that we determine what really matters and what really doesn't matter. There's been no mariners of the sea that ever threw out that they needed. They threw out first the things they felt they didn't need. They quickly get a priority list. No mariner ever cast out the gold and silver first. No, they cast out the iron anchor first. We won't be needing this. No, well, that silver and that gold, I might need that. But sooner or later in the struggle, you get down to where this don't matter either. If I'm going to live and I'm going to make it and I'm going to survive and I'm going to live for God and I'm going to get through this struggle, that doesn't matter either. There's only one thing that matters, my soul and my life. That's all that matters. Hallelujah. You talk to people that's lived through a fire and they got out just in the nick of time and they'll say, thank God I made it out. All that other stuff can be replaced. And it's only in a struggle that we realize what is of most importance in our life. And Jacob was this man that had been struggling, trying to figure out who he was. Getting it the wrong way is not right. It will never benefit you. Even if someone gives it to you, it will not benefit you because it's not the fruits of your labor. And so, we look at our text here today and we see now the legacy. Say legacy. The pronouncement of gather around, boys. I have something to tell you about the days to come of both Jacob and Israel. I have carnal things to talk to you about. I have monetary things I want to talk to you about. But I also have some spiritual and some wisdom that I want to give to you before I check out of here. So he is passing on his legacy. What will your legacy look like? Will your legacy be a list of don't do what I did, don't do this. Now, son, don't do this. Or will it be a legacy of son, follow in the footsteps of your old man? Huh? Will it be like David said when he was dying, he told Solomon, he said, I've made a lot of mistakes in my life. But when I was serving God, it all worked out. And if you'll serve God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, and you take, he said, what I have picked up in my day of trouble and add to it, then the Lord will bless you from here on out. What will your legacy look like? He said, Reuben, you're my firstborn, and you're kind of admirable. You know, that firstborn... Well, Mom, I'm sorry. They get all the attention. I'll never forget this. Long as I live, God bless my grandpa and all that. I'll never forget this. Never, 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 never. We're driving down the road on that old gravel road. And my brother, the oldest one, sitting in his lap. He's about 6 and I'm 4, or he's 8 and I'm 6. I don't know. But he's sitting in grandpa's lap. And I'm looking there. I won't drive. I want to drive too. So I tap on shoulders. I want to drive. Tom's driving. I want to drive. And it was like the widow one. I bothered him so much. He said, okay. So he took Tom and he sets him aside. He puts me in the wheel and I go, he said, that's enough. No, that's what happened. It's that firstborn. Melanie, you're in luck. Your baby's in luck. That firstborn gets so much attention. And so Reuben, he starts off with Reuben. He said, oh, you was the beginning of my strength. You see, that's that firstborn. You got to start somewhere. Everything's got to start somewhere. He said, and you was the beginning of my strength. Reuben, you was the excellency of dignity, the excellency of power. You were noble. You had character and class, and you had influence. You had everything, the birthright, the double blessing, but you're unstable as water. You can be the firstborn. You can have prosperity and be unstable as water. And not hold on to your prosperity. I want to talk to you about stability, prosperity, and legacy. He said, Reuben, you have all these great qualities of what you could be and where you could go, but you are unstable as water. You've got some great strength, but you've got one weakness that tears down all of your strengths. I want to talk to you this morning about stability. And when you look at the stability of water as a compound, it's very stable. You can't catch water on fire. In fact, it puts fire out. The more unstable a compound is, such as gases and things like that, the more volatile they are. But water's very stable as a compound. But what he is talking about is you're unstable as water, meaning like water has no flavor. It just takes on whatever flavor you add to it. So whoever you was around, that's who you became. Yeah, and Reuben, you had greatness, but you was influenced too much by other people, and you will never excel because you're not who you need to be. Water takes on the shape of another container. You pour water into anything, it'll take the shape over the inside of anything. And Reuben was like that. He just, well, whatever. Water moves. Water is easy to disturb. Water is not solid. It is liquid. You can drop a penny in a swimming pool that's slick as glass. Drop a penny and the ripples will go on and on till it hits the bank. Reuben, that's you. The slightest little thing that happens in your life. Come on, let me talk to you. Unstable. You got all these great qualities of who you could be, but you're not stable. You got greatness, but you're easily influenced. And I know people today that have greatness in them, but because of their instability, they will never excel. They're too easily influenced and persuaded. They get around the wrong people. And when they get around the wrong people, they become those people. Birds of the feather, they say. And that's what happens. You gravitate to the wrong people. If you stay around godly people, you'll become godly. But if you stay around all these other ungodly people, you just become them. The Bible says concerning water, it says that the unstableness of the sea, it's like a raging sea. The sea is always moving. It's always moving. If it's not the tide, it's the wind. It's the moon. It's the gravitational force. It's always moving. And he said, the wicked are like that. They're never steady. For everything to excel, it must be stabilized. If you want anything to grow, when you plant a little tree, you ever stake your tomatoes before? You got to stabilize those things. You plant a tree, they say it grows 50% better if you stake it. Because if you don't stake it, the wind's blowing here and blowing there, and it's breaking the little roots. Stake that thing, and it'll grow twice as fast. The parables that Jesus put forth about the wind and the waves and the trauma that came in the lives of two houses. One was built upon the rock, and the other one was built upon the sand. And one of these is stable, and the other one's not. But you know, sand, if it congeals, it makes a rock. But if you don't make anything solid out of your life, you got to take the pieces of your life and put them together so you can be a rock. And the one that was upon the rock stood all the same waves, the same wind. It didn't matter if it was a three-story, four-story house or a motel built on the sand. It will not last. And great was the fall of it. Stability. Say stability. You must have stability. It is important that when you pray in life for your family, for your church, or your marriage, or whatever, none of these things will prosper. I'm talking about stability, prosperity, and legacy. You will never get to sustainable prosperity until you have stability in your life. Anything, your job, your marriage, nothing prospers continually until you have stability. And too many times, people will pray for prosperity and not for stability. God, I want to be prosperous. God, I want a better job. I want a better, and that's good. That's great. You want all those things. But until you have stability in your life, there's no need to pray for prosperity because you won't hold on to what you get. My. Stability is the ability to stay the course. And James said in his writing, he was really tough in those few chapters he wrote, but he said, he that wavereth, you know, it's like the sea he talked about, let him not think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. You ever heard of wishy? Washy. Wishy-washy. And they're up and they're down and they're for you and they're against you and they want to go here and then they want to go there. Not stable. He said, let that person not think. A double-minded person is unstable in some of his ways. No, it says all of his ways. Physicians don't even want to operate on patients till they, what? Stabilize them. They get in bad car wreck. The first thing they do is to stabilize. You see wrecks all the time. I hope it's none of us, but I saw there was one right over here the other day. And the first thing, the ambulance gets there, they're taking vital signs. They're trying to make sure they're stable. You don't even transport somebody until you try to get them at least somewhat stable. And so it is, we need to stabilize our lives. We need to take the vital signs of a Christian is faithfulness. Faithfulness is the vital sign. When I look at people that I want to put stock in, I want people to help me in the church, who am I looking for? People that come once a month? People that hit and miss? Here today and gone tomorrow? No, you can't put stock in people that aren't faithful. That is the vital sign of a Christian, is faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why would God give anybody all these gifts of the Spirit if they weren't faithful? Give you all these spiritual things. And then, was he coming this week or month? But when he gets here, Lord, he's going to tell us what the Lord wants. And nobody's going to listen to that. It's through faithfulness that God will give you the gifts of the Spirit. Even a baby has to roll over. I remember when our children, they rolled over. But that was the beginning of stability. They would roll over. And then they got to where they liked to roll over, and it would roll over. And before long, they were crawling. See, people want to drive cars before they ever roll over. I don't know if you can catch that. But you learn to crawl. And before long, that baby crawls long enough. You watch. It'll grab the coffee table leg. And what is it looking for? Something stable. Because they're like this. And so many times, mama and daddy will take them by the hand because they need someone. Can you stabilize your kids? See, you need to be the rock. You need to be the steady one. The Lord said, I want you, and the New Testament said, I don't want you to be like they were in the Old Testament where I had to take them by the hand and lead them because they weren't steady. They were fearful, had anxiety and all. You need to be, I'm talking to the adult class, you need to be the stable one if you want your kids to be stable too. Hallelujah. Stability. And in today's society, people don't seek stability. They want tranquility by tranquilizers. Just tranquilize me so it's not there anymore. But when you come to, it's still there. It's still there. And God wants us to not look for pacifiers. He wants us to be stable. He wants our condition to change. Oh, my. The problem is we all want prosperity without stability. And I've been in this a long time, and I've heard a lot of prosperity messages. You ever heard of one of them fired up? I'm telling you. I'm too observant, Brother Doucette. Some of those people that got the most problems, they got the most debt, they got the most issues in life, and you preach on prosperity, They're running around, they're shaking and rolling. Why? Because they want prosperity without stability. They want to jump the step of stability. So when you preach about the Lord God will perfect you, He will stabilize you, establish you, and strengthen you, and He will then promote you. They don't want to hear that. They want to jump the step of stability into prosperity. But someone could hand them the prosperity and they will lose it all because they have no stability. Oh, my. The miracle that you need this morning is not prosperity. It is stability. What a marriage needs is not prosperity. It needs stability. What your kids need is not prosperity and the things of this life. They need stability. What a church needs is not prosperity. It needs stability. You see big churches split because they don't have stability. Oh, my. Don't pray for anything from God till you first pray for stability. Make me stable. Hallelujah. Countries that have political unrest never grow. You look where there's political unrest in those countries, they never grow. Before